Selling isn't just for salespeople. It's the fundamental human skill that determines your success in every aspect of life. That job interview? You're selling yourself. Asking someone on a date? You're selling your potential as a partner. Trying to get your kids to eat vegetables? You're selling nutrition. The degree to which you can influence outcomes determines your success in everything you do. While schools teach algebra and literature, they neglect the one skill that determines your ability to advance in life, persuasion. This explains why many brilliant, educated people struggle financially, while those with superior selling skills thrive regardless of academic credentials. When businesses fail, it's rarely due to undercapitalization as commonly believed. Rather, it's because their ideas weren't sold quickly or widely enough. Consider this. The greatest innovations in history didn't succeed solely because of their merit, but because someone effectively sold those ideas to others. Edison wasn't just an inventor. He was a masterful salesman who convinced the world to adopt his vision of electric light. Every time you get your way, you've earned a commission, whether that's recognition, a promotion, or simply the satisfaction of achieving your goals. Even love represents a commission earned by finding the right partner and continuously exceeding their expectations. You can only sell to the degree you yourself are sold. If you're struggling to persuade others, you're simply not convinced enough about your offering. You must be utterly committed to your product, service, or idea, so thoroughly sold that you see no viable alternatives for your customers. This level of conviction isn't about arrogance, but complete belief in what you offer. Top performers consistently sell more expensive products because of their unwavering faith in their value. When questioned about high prices, they stand firm because they're so convinced of their product's worth that they would pay that price themselves. Your conviction outweighs others' facts and figures. A sale happens when your conviction overcomes another's, causing them to surrender some of their beliefs. Like elite soldiers who achieve the seemingly impossible through belief in their mission, sales greatness requires unwavering conviction. Many salespeople start strong but falter after 90 days when they're no longer sold on what they're selling, either from encountering conflicting product information or developing disagreements with management that shift their motivation. Most salespeople mistakenly believe they lose sales due to price, when price actually ranks at the bottom of reasons why people don't buy. Sales are typically lost over unspoken objections rather than obvious ones, like budget. Consider everyday examples. $4 coffee when home brewing costs pennies, or $2 bottled water when tap water is free. When you've paid more than you could afford for something you truly wanted, price wasn't the issue. When buyers say something is too expensive, they're really saying they don't see sufficient value. If they believe your product solves their problems, they'll find a way to pay for it. When facing price objections, don't offer something cheaper. This misdiagnoses the problem. Instead, show customers something more expensive. This shifts their thinking toward value rather than price and reveals if their price objection is genuine. The fundamental truth is there's no money shortage. There's enough circulating for every human to have a net worth of $1 billion. Like the Pacific Ocean with its abundant water, money exists in plenty. If we ever run out, more will be printed. Buyers treat money as an extension of their identity and self-worth. When prospects say they can't afford something, they're usually expressing fear rather than financial reality, especially when financing options could make purchases manageable. The first purchase creates a psychological bridge, making subsequent purchases easier. This first purchase threshold is the biggest hurdle in the buyer's journey. Consider vacation planning. Someone might agonize for weeks over booking a $3,000 cruise, then readily add $2,000 in upgrades within minutes. This behavior stems from the need for purchase validation. Once committed, buyers seek ways to enhance their investment to justify their original decision. Your prospects want to maximize their purchase satisfaction, not minimize it. While manufacturers push product knowledge, Successful salespeople understand they're in the people business first, product business second. Superior product knowledge with inferior people knowledge yields minimal results. People buy for reasons beyond product benefits, like the convenience store customer who values getting home quickly more than the best milk, or the professional choosing a nearby gym over a better-equipped facility across town. Consider the gas station owner who greets customers by name and cleans windshields. Despite charging more, he maintains loyal customers because people value the personal connection. Similarly, local coffee shops that remember regular orders often outperform larger chains despite higher prices. People care most about themselves, their families, and making the right decisions, not your product. A mother buying a smartphone primarily wants to stay connected with her children, not understand processor technology. Successful selling requires showing genuine interest in the customer rather than focusing on commission. True communication requires an exchange of information, not just product talk. Ask meaningful questions like, "How will you use this?" and "What frustrates you about your current solution?" to discover what buyers truly value. The single most important rule in selling is to always agree with the customer. People naturally gravitate toward what they agree with, while disagreement only strengthens the other person's position. Even when buyers make unreasonable claims, agree with their perspective before redirecting them. When a customer says, "I've only got 10 minutes," agree immediately rather than arguing. The most powerful phrases in selling are, "You are right," and "I agree." These words end arguments and create paths to resolution. Agreement gives the salesperson control, creates happier customers, and accelerates decisions. Most people underestimate success's true demands. Forget balance or living in the moment. Such advice breeds mediocrity. True achievers live out of balance, fully dedicated to their goals. Counterintuitively, accomplishing more energizes you, while doing less depletes your energy. Beyond conventional action types, right action, wrong action, and no action, there's a fourth, massive action. This means taking action in overwhelming quantities, producing results that limited action never will. The motto, go massive, not passive. Even without perfect knowledge, massive action generates results. With massive action, your problems transform. Instead of struggling to get appointments, you'll struggle to manage all the appointments you have. People underachieve simply because they don't do enough. Production itself creates positive feelings regardless of what you're producing. To achieve any goal, take action at least 10 times beyond what initially seems necessary. This eliminates dependence on luck. With enough action, canceled appointments become relief rather than disaster. Without massive action, every loss is devastating because you have no replacements. What initially seems like insanity eventually becomes habit, then normal behavior. The world doesn't reward mere talent. It rewards those bold enough to take massive action.